Hello, everybody. We are here once again. This is the
Zine Zone.
My name is Expat.
And I'm Zai.
Hello, everybody. We are once again here. I am still here in Belfast, the capital of Northern Ireland.
And
it's getting
Toronto.
Cold, but not as cold as Toronto, I'm assuming. I know. It's already snowing in Toronto, Zai?
No, it did, but it's gone now. But it is getting a bit on the cooler and chillier side.
All right. See, that's one of the things that I miss from Toronto, the snow. We're not going to have snow here in Northern Ireland. It gets cold. But to be honest, like today, it's only like 10 degrees, 10, 8. The coldest that it gets is probably 5 degrees. So it's not as cold as Toronto. So it's a good thing, but a bad thing. A good thing because you don't get as cold as Toronto, but a bad thing because I do love snow and I like walking on the snow, you know, hearing the steps,
crunching.
Like the crunching on the snow.
Yeah.
And I really like the snowflakes in my face and all the thing. but it's fine. It's fine. So here I am. Here we are. Another episode of the Zine Zone, bringing you some information about the zines that we love and we like and we have engaged with. So Zai is gonna review some of their zines for today. So I want to open the space for Zai to introduce what you have for us. Go ahead, Zai.
Today's zine is Goth Muslim by Goth Muslim. It's a half page per zine done in black and white photocopy with some images in color, 18 pages and written in computer fonts. I really like per zines because they take the reader into their life, and per zines are different in the sense as they require a different level of self-reflection and introspection, which is what Goth Muslim does. The zine is layered with depth, feeling, creativity, and it's very, very goth. It begins with a dedication. This zine is dedicated to my 15 to 23 year old self. That girl would have loved to have read a zine like this while listening to Morrissey in her bedroom. Then a comic of the goth Muslim origin story, definition of what is goth and what is a goth Muslim, and my goth heroes collage. And I'll read some pages of the zine. What is goth? Noun. 1A, a genre of rock that first became popular in the 1980s and is characterized by morbid themes and melodies. B, a person who is part of a subculture favoring the style of music and a dark and morbid aesthetic by dictionary.com. What is goth Muslim? Noun. 1, a person who is super goth and happens to be Muslim too. Not on dictionary.com. I don't know why it took me so long to realize that Muslims are the real OGs, original goths. And then there is a picture of Rumi sitting at a desk, hand on the side of his face, reading a book at a table. And then there's a thought cloud that says, "Dear diary, I have a lot of feelings."
Who's in the front cover? Is it goth Muslim? Is it, do you think it's the author of this one?
It's possible.
So it doesn't say it?
No.
Is it a smoking? The person is smoking?
Or yes, person is smoking. Yeah, either, I think it's either a cigarette, it could be a joint, it could be,
Yeah, the person is obviously is wearing a head covering, glasses, smoking something that we don't know what it is.
Yes. April 2nd, 2006. I just checked. I'm 215 pounds. I wonder how much effort it would take to lose 70 pounds. I think I'm doing it wrong because I keep trying and failing. I should probably eat less snacks or go to the gym again. I don't want to care about this. The thing is, it's pretty annoying to not fit into clothes. Clothes are too complicated. I can't even wear what I want anyway because my sister will give me a look or my mom will stare at my stomach and it will make me want to change what I'm wearing. So why do I even bother? October 29th, 2003. I spend a lot of time alone, like the whole day by myself, not speaking a word to anyone. Sometimes I'll watch a show or listen to music and sing out loud so I can hear voices. Being alone isn't terrible most of the time. I don't have to wear pants or a bra or worry about what my hair looks like. I can lie in bed or nap for long periods of time. I've dreamt about being alone. Being alone reminds me that I'm lonely. Being alone makes me think that people don't want to be around me. I'm trying to do this thing where I'm alone with myself and I'm okay with it. And when the thoughts tell me otherwise, I'm going to write or sit with those thoughts or listen to music I love or talk to myself. I'm going to feel enough for myself. July 2nd, 2008. I have to describe this moment. The moment when I have shed all the tears that I possibly can in a single time, when I stop thinking that there is no possible good in me or in this world, when all the hurt and disappointment I feel seems to be clearing away, when my clouded thoughts and negativity starts to fade. When I can remember that love exists, that I know it well and feel it in me, when I physically feel like myself again, and I am grateful that it always comes eventually. There's also a Goth Muslim playlist featuring The Smiths, Kate Bush, The Cure, New Order, Patti Smith, Depeche Mode, Ned's Atomic Dustbin, Echo and the Bunnymen, David Bowie, Susie and the Banshees, Talking Heads, and Joy Division. And if listeners are interested in a copy of this zine, contact Goth Muslim on Instagram at Goth Muslim, gothmuslim.bigcartel.com, gothmuslim.tumblr.com, and that contact info will be added to our social media along with images of the zine.
Nice. Thank you so much, Zai, for bringing us some information about goth music and the intersection of Muslim peoples who like goth music and feel identified as goth Muslims. Something that obviously I would never imagine there would be a connection, but that's the beauty of the zines that or per zines that you mentioned that it's a way to reflect who we are and speak about our own lives. But one thing that got me thinking is the dedication to the self when you were younger. So this is something that we sometimes don't reflect. And Zai, if you get the chance to say something to your younger self, imagine when you were 15-year-old, is there something that you would like to tell them?
Yeah,
Think about it for a second.
there would be lots of things that I would
Just
say to my younger
one thing
self.
that you would tell that 15-year-old person. All right, while Zai is
Well,
thinking.
I can think of because I came out to myself when I was 15 years old.
Yes.
So one thing that I would say to myself, because it took me maybe about 6 years to start coming out to everybody.
Okay.
Well, I shouldn't say everybody, but to some a couple of people. I guess what I would say would be that it's okay to not be heterosexual.
Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned that because as I was pondering the same question to myself, I think one of the things that I was going to say to my 15-year-old person is something around the lines, buddy, don't worry. Everything's gonna be fine. Everything's gonna be working out in your benefit. At the end of the day, it's gonna be fine. Don't worry. Enjoy life and don't worry. I think that's something that I would say. And I think, the zine that you are describing today actually got me thinking that we, especially when we are getting older, we don't think about these things much. We always think in the oh my God, we're getting old. But we don't think about that past or those times back in the day. And actually, if younger people are listening to this, probably they should stop for a second or pause and start thinking about those things. About what would you tell yourself? If you, so I know some of our listeners are younger, in the teens or late teens or young age, 20s, early 20s, mid 20s. Maybe it's a good time to pause for a second and think about what I should tell myself right now in terms of how can I live a better life moving forward, right? And sometimes we
It's
don't
very,
pause and reflect.
yeah, that's very insightful.
Right,
Thank you
right.
for bringing that up.
And also one thing that got me thinking, and sort of like I am bridging your zine towards the zine that I'm bringing today, is you mentioned in the goth Muslim zine and describing what goth means was referring to the dark, morbid aesthetic of life. So in my talk today, fortunately but also unfortunately, I am gonna speak the two themes that I bring today are at the two opposites of the spectrum of the dark, morbid aesthetics related to, I don't know, sex, relationships, gender, all of those sorts of things, because they both zines that I am gonna describe today or review today or talk about today are, like I said, at the both extremes that some people might be not, they might be not popular among some people. So I'm gonna start with one that I got recently. Both of them I got them recently, but one is in line with what I am mostly interested in these days as a scholar, as an academic, as a professor, as a researcher in all things related to gender, related to sex, racism, social justice, etc. So the scene that I brought today, I've been having different Instagram exchanges with the femicide dean. And I find it fascinating because at this point in my life, like I said, as a researcher, educator, whatever, I am in support and in solidarity of critical and feminist causes. And this zine, it's a feminist zine. They talk about it on their site that this is a feminist art zine. And they have different ones out there. The good thing is their zines are available online for free as a PDF. You can download them and read them. But I got the latest one, or the most recent one, which is fanzine number 4, I believe. And this is a
Very
half-page color, glossy paper. All of this is printed in color, so that's a good thing, and in a high-quality paper, which I definitely like it. And different types of pinks and purples and what is it like these colors that some might associate with feminine, I guess, colors. One of the beautiful things about these ones is that the art that has inside, it's a lot of collages, and I'm not sure if they did the collages like by hand, cutting out pieces of paper or digitally, but my big guess is both, like either or, like some might be cut ups and some others might be digital. So that's one of the first things that I really like about these ones. And the second thing is that it's not only about, although the person who actually write it, it's called Imarni, 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 but this particular femicide zine is written by different authors or different people are writing different sections of the zine. And all of them obviously are about things related to feminism, etc. But just so the folks know what femicide is, femicide means to the assassination, murdering, or killing of women violently, because product of patriarchy, I guess, and family aggression, and God knows why. So I guess there is some of the work is about bringing the attention that these things are happening out there in the planet, have always been happening. And their work is it's about bringing that awareness. And some of the contributors are Jesalie Kalam, Nadine Marie, Caitlin Smith, and there are some others that I'm going to be reading in a moment. But I probably want to read the introduction of this zine, what is in the first page, and then I'm going to read a couple of other passages from the contributors, and then I'm going to leave it by that. So the zine starts saying, "Thank you so much for reading the fourth issue of Femicide Zine. This is the first issue that I've created while being at the university and the first issue that I have put together digitally. So I am super excited for you to see all of the new content and art that is included. This issue features lots of work by various artists and work created by yours truly. Every time I put together a new version of Femicide, I always feel so much pride, but also shock, as Femicide Zine was originally a one-off project for college. Even I'm surprised that it has come this far. I am super grateful for everyone who supports my work, and I hope that Femicide Zine can continue to grow and change over time. Again, thanks for reading, and I hope that you enjoy this issue even half as much as I enjoy making it. All yours, Imarni," or "I Marni," I don't know how to pronounce it, but that's how I read it on this end. And yes, I also wish the best. I wish this zine will come and continue working for more time, because I think it's important to bring these issues to us. I'm gonna read a couple more, maybe one. The one from Nadine Marie, "Pose for Death." Nadine says, "Femicide, the murder of a woman via intended violence, is prevailing across the globe, with an estimated of 736 million women, almost one in three being subject to intimate partner violence, non-partner sexual violence, or both at least once in their life. The COVID-19 pandemic brought with it a shadow pandemic, seeing millions of women being trapped with their abusers for long periods of time. Rates of domestic violence increased, with a 33% rise in case referrals made to victim support concerning domestic violence, and a staggering 5 in every 100 women seeking support directly." So the author continues discussing the issue of femicide with some cutouts or drawings from what appears to be women wearing some kind of blood, clothing with blood. Very good graphics here, very well done. I really like them. What they have done in this scene is very visually pleasing, at least to my eye, because I like the collages that, in general, when people do collages, it's great. The one that my favorite one is called, is somebody did the mental health, which is like a brain cutout.
Ooh, yeah.
Really, really beautiful and colorful. So I will be taking photos of this one and obviously put them in social media. But yeah, kudos to those who created the zine for empowering themselves, for helping get the word out about what's going on out there, and putting all of this information available to people out there to know what femicides are and create this awareness. I think that's very, very important. So that's me for today in the first zine that I'm reviewing. So I'm going to open the space for Zai to reflect on this one and then move on to yours.
Okay, so I just wanted to ask you, what knowledge you gained from reading the zine, did it open up in terms of like domestic violence?
Yeah, well, that's an interesting thing. Thank you for asking that question, because To be honest with you, it's an interesting question because it's not like I didn't know some of the issues that are happening out there. Number one, because like I said, I'm a scholar, critical scholar, feminist scholar, so I know all the issues. I worked to bring awareness on my classes and in my academic work, so I know about this from an academic point of view, obviously, but also working with other colleagues. But on a personal level, I am the son of a single mother, so I know from a personal experience how women in my community in South America, they face a lot of abuse and violence, like in family violence, especially women. So this is something that in Latin America happens all the time. So I have always been aware, and I always try to be this man who's always supporting the cause and always trying to bring this awareness, even with my partners, my whole life, like friends, relatives, or romantic partners. I try to be as understanding as possible and be aware of the situations and try to be very, very understanding of situations when things happen. And I to this date, I still do it. And don't get me wrong, there are things happening that may escape of me as a cisgender straight guy. There are things that patriarchy has built in myself that I'm always in a constant checking and research, rechecking and understanding and challenging myself as well, of course.
Besides the topic itself and also the zine in terms of the fact that that it's in color and everything, was there anything about the zine that got your attention outside of what it is that was spoken about?
Well, I think, when I reach out to them on Instagram, I wanted to know more about the work that they do. And then, in fact, they actually reach out to me, and that's why I got the zine. Because I have this, I have the feeling that I have this responsibility as an educator to bring these issues. And I was fascinated that the zines, all of them are very attractive visually to me, but also I see these things as educational tools that I can always bring to my classes, have people read them, and have people create similar things like that. So that's why I'm always interested in this type of zine and from an educational perspective. But this particular zine, the images are well done. Like I really like I said, like the cutouts, the collages, and the artistic process that they go through and create something beautiful. The one that I showed you, the mental health, is like some worms coming out of the brain. So I understand this because, when you are suffering from mental health, and I have ADHD, so in a sense, I feel sometimes that the worms are coming out of the brain. So that attracted to me. In a sense, like I have always been attracted to these graphic visuals of life. So that was the first one that it caught my attention, like in terms of flesh and gore and blood. I'm always been attracted to those sort of things. And then I will be connecting that specific to my second zine for today, but I will talk about that in the second part.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that.
I forgot to mention that you can find Femicide on Instagram at Femicide Zine in Instagram, or you can also find them online at femicidezine.card, and card is CARRD.CO. Femicide.card with double R dot CO. I will be putting this on our social media for folks to know more about it. So what do you have for us now, Zai?
Today's next zine is Mini Zine Mechanics, a mini zine about mini zines by Nyx of Sea Green Zines. It's done in black and white photocopy, 6 pages, and is handwritten. I really like how-to zines as well, instructional guides for folks on the beginning of zine making, helpful hints and tools to start out and make their own way from there. And Nyx does this with mini zine mechanics. It is creative, fun, while giving pointers, advice on how to make your own mini zine. So on the cover, it reads mini zine mechanics. And there is a mini arrow underneath the title pointing to a clear, readable title helps grab attention. And underneath this is a mini zine about mini zines. And it has a mini arrow pointed to that subtitle, and written sideways is subtitles. Subtitles are helpful. And at the bottom, it reads front cover. So there's a lot of like little useful tips, even when making the cover page. And I'm going to read a couple of more pages here. On the second page, there's a light bulb, a drawn-in light bulb. And there's an arrow, a looped arrow. It's done quite creatively. I don't know if you can see that there. And then written sideways, it says, try not to worry too much if you're not great at art. And then right beside the light bulb, it reads, just because it's a mini zine doesn't mean you can't have a table of contents or page numbers or an intro. And underneath this, there's a penned box, which reads, this can be a great place for any details like an intro, table of contact details, or any mix of these. And then underneath that, it reads page one. And then beside that is mind your margins with an exclamation point right beside it. And then an arrow pointing down to the bottom of the page, as that's where the margin is. And then page three and page four has a drawing of a tree penned in. Like, I guess it's like from a penned drawing. And then there's some mountains there, a little bit of grass and scenery. And then it says, I always look at pages three and four a little differently to the other pages because they are all the middle spread. If I'm only going to include one thing that spreads across two pages, then this is where I am going to put it. My thinking is that when I look at a zine, I look at front cover, back cover, middle. So I try, not always, to put something interesting in the middle. And then underneath, right at the bottom, reads page three and page four. And then the back, it reads, it can be fun. It can be a fun touch to let readers know where slash when slash why you made your zine. And then underneath, with a little arrow pointing to it, there's like a drawn-in box that reads, a zine made as part of Zine Remo 2018. And then below that is Seagreen Zine's address. And in a little cloud, right at the side of that, it reads, a good place for contact details. And underneath that reads, back cover. So it's a really, really fun zine on how to make a mini zine. So if listeners are interested in a copy of the zine, contact Nyx of Seagreen Zines at seagreenzines.com, Instagram at Seagreen Zines, Twitter at Zine Ninja, or facebook.com/seagreenzines. And that contact info will be added to our social media along with images of the zine.
Well, this is a good way to know how to make a mini zine. Very self-explanatory. So folks out there need to buy or get this zine in order to know how to make a mini zine with details. So you better support the Z Green zines to get some details about how to do it. So I think it's very interesting to do it. Although sometimes we don't need those instructions, and seeing a zine can be any type of way of doing it. I know they're trying to bring the instructions saying the table of contents, the numbers on the pages, the introduction, the conclusion, the mechanics of how a zine might be. But also we want to send the message to folks out there that if your zine does not have a structure, it's also okay.
While I do agree, though there is no right or wrong way to make a zine, this is a really fun zine.
I agree.
Just to give folks a hand, especially those that are just starting out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's true. I agree with you. Like, you know, for me, it's more about, and then I'm going to start with this comment. I'm going to start entering into my second zine for today. For me, fanzines has always or need to be counterculture, counter mainstream, counter fashion. But this is just me because I'm an older person. I live in the 80s and 90s. As a young person, I live in the 80s and 90s as a young person in the punk counter mainstream culture. And the zines were supposed to be against the mainstream magazines and the fanzines were supposed to be actually done by hand or typewriter, then photocopied and then distributed for free or traded. There was no idea of getting rich out of these, getting any type of money out of these. It was, like I said, a counterculture, and it was within the punk culture or metal music culture in which the folks would get together on a Saturday afternoon drinking and then making scenes, photocopying and exchanging it to get ideas, together. Because, and that obviously the reason why is because at that time there was no internet, there was no Facebook, there was no WhatsApp, which you can exchange information within the seconds. So the only way to exchange information was you need to make a zine, get together in a community center or, you know, in the park, whatever, and then find friends. And then you will send these ones via snail mail to other countries or to other cities. Yeah. And then that's how you would communicate. So there was no other chance.
Yeah. So like living in the 80s or meaning like in terms of like how zine culture was back then.
Correct. So that leads me to the second zine that I want to share with you today. The zine carries that sentiment. And the author of the zine that I'm going to present in a moment truly believes in that sentiment or nostalgic sentiment of the 80s and 90s. And he talks about it and explicitly says, this is a do-it-yourself zine made out with an actual typewriter. You will see errors and mistakes and grammar mistakes because of that, but also because English is his second language and he's German. And he explicitly says, this is a non-for-profit zine. So meaning that he's not trying to make money out of this. He exchanged the zines. The name of the zine is a Scum Culture, S-K-U-M, Scum, and then Culture written with a K. This is a German zine, half page, Xerox type, about exploitation, horror, sleaze, VHS, movie reviews, classic horror movies, zine reviews, cassette tapes reviews, and a bunch of women in underwear and showing boobs. So it's contrary to my early review. It's the total opposite of the other review.
Not necessarily, because zines talk about what mainstream culture doesn't get into. So
exactly.
I think it's right in line with whatever zines
that's why
are.
That's why he's doing this, because he says, I don't want to go with the media. I want to go against. And actually, he's an avid collector of VHS tapes. For those guys who don't know what VHS is a film or a video or a movie cassette that you would put on a VHS tape player, and then you will watch a movie on a TV back in the 80s and 90s. So he collects these things, and he also trades them, no profit or anything. He just trades zines, he trades cassette tapes. He makes electronic music as well, and he exchange or trades things as well. So I'm bringing this up because this reminds me of back in the day. This is exactly brought me back of the reasons why I am into zine culture, because of that counterculture. And the scum culture, he sent me three issues. Issue number one, of course, is in black and white. Issue number two, it's in red. And issue number three, it's in like, what is this? I don't even know. Like this, it could be gray, but it's also probably like light purple. I don't even know what that is. But it is handmade. All the things that he creates is
Oh,
cuts out of horror movies.
the collages on the back.
Yeah, and the
Nice. I
front,
like
like I
that.
said, is naked women and nudity
Yeah,
in
lingerie.
lingerie. Like I said, he reviews all of these things, and like I am so fascinated. I'm reading these reviews because he invented the rating system for the movies. And I'll tell you what he did. He explicitly says, okay, this is my rating system. So if you see an X, that means that the movie is like absolute crap. And then he has little dots. You see one dot, that's a poor movie. If you see two dots, that's a mediocre movie. If you see three dots, that's good fun. If you see four dots, that's very good fun. If you see five dots, that's watch it now. Watch it now.
So did his rating system, did it vary throughout the zines?
Yes. But it's even better. He also has a rating system for gore and splatter. It means in the how much gore blood the movie has. So he has a rating system in little drops of blood. I don't think you will be able to see it, but drops of blood. If there are 10 drops of blood, that means that he's the goriest of the movies. But if he has one drop of blood, that means that that's not much blood of gore.
So another question, if were there any movies that he mentioned that you haven't watched, or were they more on the
Yes,
lines of
and
movies you have seen?
I will talk about that in a moment.
Okay.
Because the third rating system is the nudity or sex rating system, and it's boobs. He has boobs. And if you see one boob, that means that there is not much sex in this movie. But if it has 10 boobs, it means like it's very explicit movie. So I really enjoy reading the reviews because I was looking for the five little dots, that is a great movie, the splatter, that is 10, but also it has a 10 on boobs, so I could see gore, blood, but also boobs, and also it's a great movie. So I was trying, as I was reading the reviews, I found the one that he says that is probably the best, with 9 drops of blood. And no, what is that? No, is it that one? No, what? Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, is the 10 drops of blood and 9 boobs. So the movie is Mondo Cane. Mondo Cane. Savage World Today. It's because I think it's an Italian movie or something like that. That's why. So then after reading all of these ones, it got me thinking I probably have to go back and try to find some of these movies and try to watch them, because all of the movies are like from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And he looks like he has fun rating the movies and talking about the movies that he likes. But it's a good read. It's really fun to read the reviews of the movies, right? And the reviews of the cassette tapes that he has. And look at this collage that he has of a naked woman with the face of, I think this is Charles Manson. face on top of a naked woman. So I found it very interesting. So if you, any of our audiences into the underground horror movies and trading, you should get in touch with him. His name is Aaron Angebot, and it's spelled Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, Aaron Angebot or Angebot, Angebot, A-N-G-E-B-O-T. And you can totally find him on Instagram. I'll tell you how. At A-A-R-O-N, Aaron underscore Angebot, A-N-G-E-B-O-T, right? And there are some contributors as well in each one of the issues. Like he brings people or other people write stuff or make some appearances or makes the front covers or the back covers or a little bit of the reviews, things like that. Great collage work, cut-ups of flyers from different types of movies as well. He loves sharing and trading. As I said, I really enjoyed those three different versions. I didn't want to talk about only one because all of them are wonderful to read. I know he's coming up with one new one soon because we've been exchanging information and messages on Instagram. So I love this type of magazines or zines, I guess, back in the 80s and early 90s. That's how I got into zines, and that's how I got into horror movies, and by exchanging this type of zines that were related to bondage, BDSM, exploitation, horror, sleaze, etc., etc., etc. So he also sent me some flyers to send around and a nice note to me to thank. So see, this is one of the things that I like, that he personalizes each little package with little things like flyers that we know we're going to like. I am, oh, dude, I really like all of these little things that it may mean me nothing, but it's good that you're making these on your own. And so it's great to know this. So please, our audience, if you see Scum Culture from Germany, and see Aaron Angebot or Angebot, however it is, maybe he's going to correct me at some point. Please go ahead and find his information on social media and his, what is it like, Instagram, because he has a lot of zines to share with us or with you or with anybody anyways. So I'm just trying to see if there is anything I'm missing, but no, I think you can go online and find his horror sleaze exploitation do DIY zine of a Scum Culture, and then you will find obviously some photographs of them in his Instagram. But I will be posting a video of these three zines. Let me see, because I did have, what is this, the buddy, like I have a shout out. Yes, I have a shout out. The IG shout out is for an Instagram account that I am following now that is called Buddy Books Zines. Gender inclusive and trauma informed zines topics include reproduction, fertility, anatomy, sexuality, somatics, trauma, and the body, from Madison, Wisconsin, in the United States. So you can follow them at in Instagram at Body Books Zines, and they have these mini zines that explain many concepts about the body. For what I see on the zine, it looks like the female body, but it's fine. I it's interesting that, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Zai, that in the zine world, there is a lot of stuff. And remember when we went to the sex shop, there's a lot of things related more to the female body rather than the male. I haven't seen much of that, to be honest. And this specific Instagram account, they do mini zines about the body. And for example, there is one zine about that has a question about what is a gamete. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it does explain what that is. I don't know what it is. We have to get the theme. And there is one that it says, did you know all humans start with exactly the same parts? In her book, Come As You Are, Emily Nagoseki calls this the universal hardware. So it shows a picture of the genitals area, showing that they are arguing that at some point the human beings, they started with the same, and then at some point they divided into one and the other. So I guess at some point the little thing grew up more into a penis, and the other one just stayed little, and it became the clitoris. But everything is explained on the scenes. I guess that's what they're doing, so people are aware of that. There is another scene about menstrual cycle hormones, and there are others that says how to not get pregnant, other that is emergency contraceptive, pregnancy prevention, birth control, options, medication, abortion. And all of them seems what I can see on the website, sorry, on the Instagram, it's about mini scenes explaining specific topics about bodies. There is another one says magic bodies. Another one that the person is holding, your genitals are awesome. So I just find it that most of this is about the female genitalia rather than the male female genitalia. And I don't know why.
I just wanted to say something, that it's not only cis women who have periods or are pregnant. There are trans men who do get periods and who do get pregnant as well. Or folks that are on the gender spectrum, who also go through these periods or pregnancies.
Of course.
But it's not spoken about, or in terms of like mainstream media, mainstream culture. So
I
just
agree.
Like, just put that out there.
I'm glad that you're saying it.
The listeners can you know, let us know their thoughts on that as well.
That's true. This is totally true. And thanks for bringing that up, because speaking about counter media and counter mainstream, I think that's one of the things that I like about body book zines. Because these are things that you don't find easy, and that's why I like it, because they are putting out work, especially for younger, I mean, for everybody, but for younger peoples, that sometimes they don't get this knowledge out there, because in schools they're not allowed to teach these things, because, oh my God, taboo, or conservative families and conservative, you know, school boards, whatever. They don't allow to have these conversations. So I'm glad that body book zines are bringing this information in a very small, succinct, very informative way to folks out there. And like I said, for me, it's important to know this. So I mean, I don't have the zines with me, because they are there and they distribute them. But for me, again, it's more like a learning experience to know more about that. It's exactly what you said. Like, traditionally, in a heteropatriarchal context, women or females are the ones who only have periods and go through menopause and all of those sorts of things. However, we know at this point that there are other folks out there who are experiencing similar things that are not necessarily in the categories that we have been educated through years. So that's why following the idea for today about countering the narrative that have been sent through media and mainstream media and mainstream education, it is important for us to get knowledge. And that's why kudos to Body Book Zines for helping out with this information out there. So again, for the audience, if you want to find them, they are on Instagram as Body Books Zines, or you can go to patreon.com/Ashley Hartmanis, Hartman Anis. I will put all of these on our Instagram account as well.
And if the listeners out there have anything to add or to share with us, please let us know.
Yeah, like all the time, like we put this mostly on Instagram. If you always wanna reply or put any word out there, make sure to send us a direct message or reply to our photographs or videos. That's a good way to engage. So I guess that's it for today, right?
Yes.
There's not much we're gonna talk about today. But just happy to know that at least for me, I'm always interested in counter narratives against both mainstream education and how can we bring knowledge to the most marginalized folks and communities in general, and how the zines are part of that homework for me.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening to us. My name is Expat.
And I'm Zai.
And this was the Zine
Zine.
Zone.